إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما من به علينا من نعم كثيرة، منها هذه اللقاءات الطيبة، هذه الدروس القائمة التي نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفعنا بها وأن يجزي المشايخ علماء أهل السنة خير الجزاء على جهودهم الطيبة. Once again, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His endless bounties upon us. Many are the blessings of Allah that we enjoy. And from the most important ones is these gatherings, these circles of knowledge in the house of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them a beneficial for all of us. And may Allah reward our noble scholars, the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, the greatest of rewards for their efforts and for that which they put forward for Islam and for the Muslims. We continue reading from this very important topic, لَمْحَ عَنِ الْفِرَقْ أَوْ بَعْدِ الْفِرَقْ الضَّالَّةِ, a glimpse and a quick look on some of the deviant groups. By our noble Shaykh, الْعَلَّامَ الدَّكْتُورُ صَالِحَ الْفَوْزَانِ حفظه الله تعالى. It is very important for us to see how crucial for us to have knowledge of the deviant groups and deviant sects. So, because they are upon evil, they are upon batil and falsehood. They are deviant because, once again, has nothing to do with their colors, what country they come from. It has to do with one thing: they oppose that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. That's why they deviated, because they oppose the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they oppose the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, they were upon, is the haqq, is the truth. So anyone who opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, he's opposing the truth and the haqq. Also, just to remind you of certain points that make this subject matter very important for us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us all to hold on together, all of us together, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the rich and the poor, male and female, all of us to hold on firm to the rope of Allah. قال تعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. هذا التفرق مذموم. ماذا أتى ذكر التفرق في القرآن إلا مذموما ومتوعدا عليه. As Shaykh says before, when he mentioned the ayah, and hold on firm, all of you, to the rope of Allah, and do not be divided, don't split your ranks to many groups and many sects. It's going to be one jama'ah, the jama'ah of the Muslimun, supposed to be one, but upon the haqq, not upon politics, upon this or that, dalalat, bid'ah, upon the haqq, upon the truth. And do not be divided, Allah says. The Muslims, they should not be divided. How could they be divided? They have the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the Shaykh mentioned in previous class, whenever division is mentioned in the Quran, except there is mentioned in a blameworthy manner. And with that, there is a a punishment that Allah mentioned for those people who divide their ranks. So we're supposed to be one jama'ah. The Muslims, they're supposed to be one jama'ah, as the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim, they were in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also in the time of Abu Bakr, in the time of Umar, and in the first era of the time of Uthman. ثم بدأت البدع والضلالات تنتشر بين المسلمين. Then after that, the bid'ah and the innovations and the dissension began to appear amongst the Muslims. وَلَا زَالَتْ إِلَى هَذَا الْيَوْمِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ السَّلَامَ وَالْعَافِيَةِ فَلَا بُدَّ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ الْحَقِّ وَيَتَعَلَّمَهُ وَيَأْخُذَهُ مِنْ مَصَادِرِهِ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَصَحِيحِ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى فَهْمِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ ثُمَّ يَحْذَرْ هَذِهِ الْفِرَقَ الضَّالَّةَ وَالْحِزْبِيَاتِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَالْخُرَافَاتِ التي فرقت المسلمين وأبعدتهم عن دين الله سبحانه وتعالى وعن صراط الله وعن ما كان عليه خير هذه الأمة القرون الثلاثة والأئمة المعتبرون. So it's very important for us as Muslims to exert a lot of efforts in seeking knowledge, learning about the haqq, the truth, that which the Prophet ﷺ left his ummah upon. And we should seek knowledge and take this knowledge from its proper sources. The Book of Allah and the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. And we have to do all this in our creed, in our ibadat, our manhaj, our manners, our akhlaq. We have to follow the manhaj of As-Salaf As-Salih. Mainly those three best generations that are praised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the great imams, and all of the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We seek knowledge of the truth, and we take it from the ulama. Those who have the ability to sit in front of the ulama, that's what they should do. Those who don't, they ask Allah to make it easy for them, so that they can sit with the ulama. And while waiting, the ulama, they says, Alhamdulillah, in our days there is this technology, there is books available, CDs, MP3s. There's a lot of ways that you can listen or read the explanations of the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah on so many books of the Salaf. You can still gain some benefit. Of course, it's not. You cannot compare it to sitting in front of the alim of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But you can still gain some benefit. As our noble scholars, they advise, take a notebook, and while you're reading that book of that is explained by the one of the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, whether it be Shaykh bin Baz, or Albani, or Uthaymeen, and other than them, and then you write down something that you didn't understand, the book, the page, the chapter, and make a phone call. If you can, call one of the mashayikh. If not, come to the imam of the masjid who is upon the sunnah, is upon the way of the salaf, and ask them these questions. If they have the answer, they give it to you. If not, they will make a call for you and for themselves. Because when we make a call on behalf of someone, we're the first one who benefits, alhamdulillah, and we learn. And along learning this deen and the truth, also you have to learn the evil of the deviant groups, so that you don't fall into it. Hudayf ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, he used to say, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن أقع فيه. Hudayf radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to say, the people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about good, while I used to ask him about evil, out of fear that I may fall into it. So we combine between the two. You learn the haqq, but also you have to have at least the basics on how these deviant groups, they work, what they call to, what are their principles, so that you will know them when they are presented to you. especially the Mubtadi'ah and the Ahzab, they coward, number one. They're not going to come to you and tell you, look, they are upon bid'ah, warning you. No, they just present you the bid'ah and falsehood like this is the haqq. Wal'iyadu billah. So we need to know how they function, how they work, what they call to, at least in their principles, so that we can avoid them and we can warn our brothers and our sisters and our families from them. In a previous class, this is maybe class number 5 or 6, by the way, I lost count. Who's counting? Who's counting? No? At least this is number 5, at least. It is not number 6 already. We mentioned the Tayyib. What are the groups that the Shaykh mentioned already?
Shia.
Shia, that was when? That was the last thing we talk about, right? Yeah. The last one. Nah. And before the Shia was? Khawarij. Ahsant. And before the Khawarij? Al-Qadariya. And before the Qadariya? That's it. Qadariya, Khawarij, Shia. Nah. That's it. So these are deviant groups, just because they are categorized in this. So when you hear Khawarij, that's now good. Doesn't matter, they try to say, no, they fight in this, they fighting for Muslims. It's no good, because they are deviant. You cannot rally behind deviants, those who oppose the manhaj of the Sahaba. There's no good in that. Likewise, you hear the Qadariya, doesn't matter how they try to put themselves out there, no good. The Shia, likewise. Okay? So we don't cheer for them, or we don't rally with them, we don't affiliate ourselves with them. There's no good that comes from them, because the good is in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, in adhering to the Sunnah. Because these groups, they deviate the Ummah. They, instead of the Ummah to be all one upon the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, they pulling them into pieces, and they weaken them, they become weak. And the easy prey for the enemies of Iyadu Billah. Al-Firqa al-Rabi'ah, Al-Jahmiyya. Another deviant group, Al-Jahmiyya, is one of the main groups. Qadariyya, the Khawarij, the Shia, and then Al-Jahmiyya. Man hum Al-Jahmiyya? Qala al-Shaykh Al-Jahmiyya, wa ma adrakam Al-Jahmiyya, subhanallah. First of all, Shaykh Salah Fawzan, he says Al-Jahmiyya, and what make you know what Jahmiyya is? This is a question that it highlights their imminent danger. This sect caused a lot of problems for the Muslims. Caused a lot of problems for the Muslims, وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فَمَنْ هُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ مَنْ هُمْ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ نِسْبَةً إِلَى الْجَهْمِ بْنِ صَفْوَانِ. الْجَهْمِيَّةِ, this deviant group, they have this name from one of their main founder, whose name Al-Jahm. Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. What do they call him? Jahmiyya. You see? Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. الَّذِي تَتَلْمَدَ عَلَى الْجَهْلِ بْنِ دِرْهَمْ. But this Jahm ibn Safwan, when he get this falsehood from? When he got this falsehood from his teacher named Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. Al-Ja'd. So we have Al-Jahm, Jim Ha-Mim, but we have Ja'd, Jim Ayn Dal. Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. He's the one who taught him this falsehood. And of course, every student has what? A teacher. Likewise, this Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, he has a teacher. Who is his teacher? Talut. His name Talut. وَهَذَا طَالُوتَ تَتَلْمَدَ عَلَى لَبِيدِ بْنُ الْأَعْصَمْ الْيَهُودِ. And this Talut has a teacher too. Who is his teacher? لَبِيدِ ibn al-A'sam الْيَهُودِ, the Jew. You see? فَهُمْ تَلَامِيدُ مَنْ الْيَهُودِ. So the Jahmiyyah, they are the students of who? The Jews. Who's their teachers? The Jews. These are the ones. So no wonder they come up with all of these falsehood. You think the Yahud, they want good for the Muslims? The Yahud, they're going to teach the Muslims Tawheed? Huh? And Aqidah? No, they're going to tell them, look, man, this and this. وَالشَّيْءُ بِالشَّيْءِ يُذْكَرُ. Since we mentioned this, these are the students of the Yahud, that's why they come up with all of this falsehood and all of this craziness. Now we have some people in our days that too, they come up with stuff, you're like, subhanAllah, this man graduated from Medina. How this man graduated from Medina and spent all these years in Medina, and he was giving some nice talks before, and all of a sudden he switched 360 degrees. Teachers. Yasir Qadi, beware of this guy, he's a very dangerous guy. And Nu'man Khan is a crazy dude, man, I'm telling you. And excuse my expression. He's talking about Tawheed and he's talking about other matters that Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they put importance onto. Like, for example, a brother play a YouTube for me, for this man, Nu'man Khan. Why are we mentioning them? Because they're famous out there. Okay? Somebody out there pushing them very hard so many youth can attach to them so they can turn them away from the ulama of the Sunnah of Jama'ah. That's their plan. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Yes, they plot, but Allah's plot will defeat them. Aynam. This man, he was making a fun of Tawheed and Aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah. He's like, now you find people, some people think themselves, they know this and that, and they asking people, Ayn Allah? Why is it so important to give importance to this matter, Ayn Allah? Who cares? Where is Allah? He said, this is from the matters that have to be, what he said, to be killed or something. These are issues that, what is it? Yes, some issues that have to be killed. Ayn Allah. And then he says, why are they asking this question? Allah didn't ask this question. The Sahaba didn't ask this question, but he skipped the Prophet ﷺ. Jahl, ignorance. They put themselves in a bad position. He said, this is his statement. He says, Allah didn't ask this question. Ayn Allah. No one from the companions asked this question. Wait a minute. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ ask this question? Huh? In Sahih Muslim, Kitab al-Salat. Amen. These people are really dangerous. You don't listen to them. Yasir Qadi, you know who's his teacher? In Yale University, because he got his degree from Yale, right? Who? Who? You know Yasir Qadi? Yeah. You know his teacher?
I know him personally, but I don't know about
him. Oh, you heard of him?
No, I prayed behind him a couple of times, but I haven't heard him talking a lot because I travel a lot.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, and don't listen to him. He's not even worthy. You prayed, alhamdulillah. You go to a masjid, you pray, but don't listen to him. His teacher was Tony Blair. You don't know Tony Blair? Who's Tony Blair? Somebody know? Huh? Yeah, the British, ex-British Prime Minister. Yeah, that's his teacher. One of his teachers. And there is a YouTube clips that where he's sitting there and asking some crazy questions. And now these are the people that are going to teach us Islam? And they're trying to separate the Muslims from the ulama. He says, you cannot, don't outsource your fatwa. Don't ask the ulama in Pakistan, Saudi, it is in those countries. They don't know who you are. They don't know what's going on. He said, ask the ulama in your area. And he said, because he was giving a talk maybe in Detroit, he says, here in Detroit we have a lot of ulama. Name them, ya akhi, name them. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So these people are dangerous. Don't be fooled, especially the youth. Pay attention, ya akhwan, to the youth. If they are attached to these people, that's a problem, it's a big problem. You gotta attach yourself to the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hey, Naam, look, we just mentioned that because those who they study upon certain people, look where they end up. Even they claim Salafiyya, this, but then what they say is always come back to where, you know, they get the knowledge from and who their teachers. Now, so here the Jahmiyya, they are the students of the Yahud. وَمَا هُوَ مَذْهَبُ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ What is their madhab? Their main thing. They have a lot of falsehood, but the Shaykh mentioned the main thing about them. مَذْهَبُ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُثْبِتُونَ لِلَّهِ إِسْمًا وَلَا صِفَةً وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُ ذَاتٌ مُجَرَّدَ عَنِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ One of their main tawam is that they do not affirm for Allah a name and no attributes. Nothing. Not even one name or one attribute. Their aqidah is that Allah has no name, no attributes. But we are ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they compiled, they wrote books on these names and attributes. Affirming for Allah. What is the qa'idah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah when it comes to the names and attributes of Allah? Who will remind us? Because we're studying this in the book of aqidah on Tuesdays. Mainly right now from the what book we study on Tuesday? Aqidat al-Salaf, Imam al-Sabuni, explanation of who? Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahullah. What is the qa'idah that the Sheikh Rabi' we heard him in his book mention it, I don't know, maybe over 20 times. Naam Abdullah.
We affirm for Allah, we affirm for himself in the Quran and Sunnah, as understood by the Salaf al-Salih.
Ahsant. Without. Naam Shamsuddin.
Without liking to any of his creation.
Ahsant. Naam. That we affirm the qa'idah nuthbitu lillahi ma athbati li nafsihi min asma'in wa sifat. Taliqu bi jalalihi wa 'azamatihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma athbata li nafsihi fi kitabihi wa ma athbathahu lahu rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min ghayri tahrif wa la takyif wa la tamthil wa la ta'til. The qa'idah, this is the qa'idah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that we affirm for Allah what He subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for Himself from names and attributes, these beautiful names and lofty attributes, or affirmed for Him by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have so many ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sami' al-Alim, Al-Hakim, Al-Ghafur, Al-Rahim, this guy, this has no, he has no name, no attributes. But without likening those attributes to any of those of the creation, without going in to say how they are, and without resembling in to any of the creation, and without denying them, without ta'til, you don't say no. لماذا هم وقعوا في هذا؟ قالوا لأن إثبات الأسماء والصفات بزعمهم يقتضي الشرك وتعدد الآلهة كما يقولون هذه شبهتهم اللعينة. He says, Shaykh, he says, because them in their aqidah, the Jahmiyyah, they said if they were to affirm all the names and attributes of Allah, they said that lead to shirk. How? They said now there will be more gods, not just one. You have Al-Ghafur, Al-Gad, Al-Rahim, Al-Rahman, Al-Sami', Al-Alim, Al-Hakim. Ya Subhanallah. هل هذا قال به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ هل قال به الصحابة؟ أعوذ بالله. لماذا يتكلفون؟ See, they taken upon themselves to say things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never said, the Sahaba never said. So why they give themselves the right to say things like this? قال ولا ندري ماذا يقولون في أنفسهم. Now the Sheikh after this says, so that's what they think. They says, look, if they affirm for Allah all names and attributes, that's shirk because now we have more gods, not just one. The Shaykh, he says, okay, well, let's reverse this. Let's use this aqidah of theirs on themselves. What one of them say of himself? فَالْوَاحِدُ مِنْهُمْ يُوصَفْ بِأَنَّهُ عَالِمْ وَغَانِي وَصَانِعْ وَتَاجِرْ الْوَاحِدُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عِدَّةُ صِفَاتِ هَلْ مَعْنَى ذَلِكَ أَنَّ يَكُونَ عِدَّةَ أَشْخَاصٍ He says, okay, one of them, if we take one of them who said this, we say, okay, they says he's an alim, and he's rich, you see, too, and he's a merchant, and he's a businessman. So one of them has different qualities and attributes. So he has like four different persons in one? Yeah, subhanAllah. قَلْ هَذِهِ مُكَابَرَ الْعُقُولِ. Their problems because they put their intellect before the text. And they didn't abide with the understanding of the Salaf. They came with their own wicked understanding, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Instead to adhere to the way of the Salaf. As Imam al-Awza'i رحمه الله تعالى, he says, اسبر نفسك على السنة وقف حيث وقف القوم, يعني الصحابة, وقل بما قالوا واتبع سبيل سلفك الصالح فإنه يسعك ما وسعهم. الإمام الأوزاعي عبد الرحمن بن عمرو رحمه الله ومتابعين, he says اسبر نفسك على السنة. You have to struggle, man, to be upon the sunnah. It's not going to be easy just come overnight. Now you got to work hard for it, to be upon the sunnah. And be patient, because your whims, your desires, your nafs, temptation, shaitan, people around you, they want to take you out of it. You have to struggle. You have to fight. And say what the people says, meaning the Sahaba. What the people says, say it. What the Sahaba says about Allah, okay, say that. Don't say anything else. And stop where they stop. If they didn't talk about matters, don't you ever try to talk about those matters. Look in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, and this man Sabir. He's in the time of the Sahaba. He began to ask some questions. أعد له عمر عراجين. Umar, when he heard about this man, he prepared the, what do you call them? The stalks of palm trees. And they are still fresh, and they are more painful. And he brought him in, and he whipped him out until he passed out. Let him until he regained consciousness and feel better, bring him again. And he keep doing that until he says, Wallah. And then he exiled him to Iraq. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was over there. He says, no one talk to this man. You see? Because he's upon evil. He's not upon the way of Ahlul Sunnah. Now you find somebody who's upon crazy things, still they drinking coffee with him in Dunkin' Donuts. You're upon the Sunnah and you still drink tea and sit on the same table with someone who curses the companions? Someone who says Allah has no names and no attributes? Naam, this is the aqidah of our. This doesn't mean that one of us, you see somebody who's not upon the aqidah, you go get, take him to a basement and beat him up. We're not saying that. I am not saying that, okay? And this is not right. Don't you ever say, Abu Muhammad says, man, look, now you be going to Dunkin' Donuts, hey, what's your aqidah? We got one. Take him. Come on, meet us. No, we're not saying that, man. We are not saying this. This is not for us. This hudud and punishment is not for us. That's why I said to you, Umar. Who was Umar? He was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Who amongst you are Amir al-Mu'mineen here? Alright, so this is not for us. Okay, but if we see evil, we try our best to change it, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us. How? The levels of changing evil. What is the first one? مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ, with his hand. What's the hand mean here? Go smack people, slap them? Huh? No, the authority, the one who has authority, like the rulers, the governors, the officers, the police, the judges, who they have authority from the ruler. Anyone who's linked to the ruler and the government branches of the Muslims, they have authority. You have no authority, what the Prophet ﷺ tells us, takes us to the other level. Bimada? Bilisani, with his tongue. By commanding good and forbidding evil, but following the, what? The manners. The legislated for us of commanding good and forbidding evil. Sometimes you cannot even do that. Okay? Because you have to look at the masalih, you have to have other things. Okay? Now what you do, then we have the third level. What is it? The heart. How is that with the heart? You hate that evil. You cannot change it with your hands because you have no authority. You cannot even talk to these people because why? Because it's going to bring a greater harm. Like the ulama, they mentioned, you remember Saeed, Sheikh Mas'ud? You asked him a question a couple months ago. If there is a Salafi, couple Salafis in the area, which they are surrounded by the Hizbis and Ahlul Bid'ah, the Sheikh, he says, it's not from the hikmah to go against them and talk and warn against them because they're going to smash you down. No, use hikmah. You hate what they are upon and teach the people the sunnah. Teach the people the haq. Billati hiya ahsan. Naam. So this is very important. Naam. We mentioned what we mentioned about these deviant groups, that they are dangerous for the aqidah and we should be aware of them. But it is not upon any one of us when you see a Shi'i walk in the street, you go beat him up. No, this is not what we're talking about here. Now you leave him alone. If he's going from one side, go the other side. And you don't be with them. But you don't threaten them. You're going to get yourself in trouble, by the way. They're going to call the police on you and you're going to get in trouble. And don't blame it on a minhaj class. Now you got to understand these things. You hate the batil they are upon, but don't get with them in any conversation or any issue or anything. No.
The cult you just mentioned, Jahmiyyah or...
Jahmiyyah, yes.
Is there any relation with those Baha'iyan things? Or I never heard of it before.
Hey, well, this Jahmiyyah, they are from a long time. This is from, subhanAllah, one of the early groups that appears. And their evil still around. Naam, what you mentioned, they branch from them. There is many other people that branch from them and they have different names. Naam. Allahi barik fiqh. So it's not like we're talking, that's very good, the brother he mentioned a point, he reminded me of something that we mentioned before and the Sheikh himself mentioned, that we're not talking about some groups that they is history, you know. No, they exist, ya akhi. This fikr, ad-dal, these false ideologies, they still spread among the Muslims. This is not the Khawarij, okay, in time of Ali, and that's it. No, this is Khawarij right now. In Somalia, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Saudi, in this country, in Mali, in Morocco, in Algeria, in Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, name it. This is Khawarij. No. The Shabab in Somalia. Some Muslims, they think they are the main Muslims. But they are Khawarij, ya akhi. They are Khawarij. They are not upon the minhaj of the Sahaba. Doesn't matter what they claim, they fight in I don't know who, but akhi, you're not upon the haq. They are upon something else. They are not upon what the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim, they were upon. And that's enough for us. Aynam. Tayyib. قال فلا يلزم من تعدد الأسماء والصفات تعدد الآلهة. نعم, he says just because Allah has different names and attributes doesn't mean that there is different gods. والعياذ بالله. ولهذا لما قال المشركون من قبل لما سمعوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا رحمن يا رحيم قالوا هذا يزعم أنه يعبد إلها واحدة وهو يدعو آلهة متعددة. And he mentioned now an incident that took place in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when the polytheists, the mushrikun of Quraysh, when they heard the Prophet ﷺ say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. He's calling upon Allah, and he's saying, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. What they said, the polytheists? They said, this man here, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, he claims that he's worshipping one God. Huh? Telling us, look man, there is only one God. Now he's saying, look, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. See, their understanding, they think like it's two. Oh, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. فأنزل الله سبحانه. They said, see, he says, subhanAllah, he has different gods. And he's calling the people Tawheed, one God, one true God. فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى قوله في الإسراء, سورة الإسراء, قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن, أيا ما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى. call upon Allah or call upon Ar-Rahman, he has the beautiful names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? أَيَّنْ مَا تَدْعُوا. If you use any of his attributes, names, he has the beautiful names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فأسماء الله كثيرة وهي تدل على كماله وعظمته سبحانه وتعالى لا تدل على تعدد الآلهة كما يقولون بل تدل على العظمة والكمال. He says the names of Allah are many. Are they limited in 99? Who can answer this question and get a prize? Huh? You don't like prizes? No. You're right. You got a prize, Abdullah. Allahu Akbar. And your father gonna take a dollar store, buy you something, a toy, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. See how easy it is? You were right, Abdullah. No, they are not limited in. Afwan, Sheikh. Afwan. Allah yahfadak. Jazakallah khair. Tayyib? Naam, they are not limited in 99. Dalil? No, Abdullah, you did your job. You get your prize, that's it. And by the way, Abdullah is 4 years old. 4 years old, Abdullah? Abdullah, how old are you? This one or this one? 4. 5?
No,
4. 4. He's 4. He wants to be 5 tonight. Inshallah. Okay? Let him go with it, inshallah. Alright? Abdullah, you okay? With me, inshallah. Now, what's the dalil? No prize in this one, by the way. Abdullah, anta tulaqin ya akhi. Tulaqin. What's the proof? أحسنت نعم
أسألك
بكل اسم أين هو لك أحسنت نعم in the دعاء that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he make دعاء and in that دعاء he ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invoke Allah with every name you have named yourself with or you have mentioned it in your book or you have kept it with you. Okay, so we know that we affirm the names and attributes of Allah that are affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah, but they are not limited to that, okay? So the Shaykh, he says the names of Allah are many. And because Allah has many names and attributes, that shows His azama and His kamal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, His perfection and His might, He's the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean because there is different, more names that more gods or more. Nah, doesn't mean that. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, once he was talking about this and because he addresses the people through intellect too. He said, look at the person who have more qualities. He's not like someone who has one quality, right? He said, even amongst the people, someone who is a doctor, and he is a teacher, and he is a alim, and he is a mechanic, and he's an electrician, an engineer, and name it. Is he like someone who's just an engineer? He has more qualities. Shows difference about this man. قال أما الذات المجرد التي ليس لها صفات فهذه لا وجود لها. مستحيل يوجد شيء وليس له صفات أبدا. ولو على الأقل صفة الوجود. He says, as for them claiming that there is an essence, but it has no attributes whatsoever. He said, that's impossible. You cannot have something that has no attributes. Something that has no attribute, not even existence. So how he exists if he doesn't even have that attribute of existence? You see? وَمِن شُبَهِهِمْ أَنَّ إِثْبَاتَ الصِّفَاتِ يَقْلِدِ التَّشْبِيهِ لَنَّ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ يُجْرِ مُتْلُهَا فِي الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. One of their shubah, these doubts that keep them away from the haqq, remember, because ash-shubuhat tasuddu an al-ilm an-nafi'. The ulama, they mentioned that these doubtful matters turn the person away from beneficial knowledge. And turn them away from accepting the haqq, the truth. The haqq is presented to them, they are not accepting it. Why? Because there is already something else. It's like a gallon of milk and it's full. Can you put some orange juice in there? Can you?
No.
Why not? Because you got a prize, by the way. He's gonna buy you one too. Alhamdulillah. Naam. He can, because it's full, there's no room. Likewise, this Mubtadi'ah, they have shubuhat. They already believe in something, okay? Now you can't come and tell them all day. They're like, no, no. It's like a little boy, somebody taught him that this color right here, which is, what color is this, Abdurrahman? This is white, right? Can you imagine if another boy, his father taught him that this is red? That's all he knows, it's red. Now you come and tell him, no, this is white. He's going to say, no, man, my father told me it's red. He said, but your father is wrong. I said, what, my father is wrong? No, no, my father can never be wrong. That's what these Mubtadi'ah, they do. Because they, instead to attach them to the Quran and the Sunnah, and to the way of the Salaf al-Saleh, they attach them to that sheikh of theirs. It's like, whatever this sheikh says right here, that's it. That's why now you come to them and say, no, it's like this. They don't even pay attention. You tell them the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba, they're like, no, no, the Shaykh says, your Shaykh is wrong. They get mad now. What? Our Shaykh wrong? Our Shaykh never wrong. Is your Shaykh is not, they're not talking about the Prophet ﷺ. The one who's never wrong when he comes to this deen of Allah is the Prophet ﷺ. Why? Because he doesn't speak out of his desires. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That's why you guys heard the prizes, huh? Mashallah. Okay, come closer. We may ask you some questions, okay? You ready? All right. Unless if you're somebody who's going to pay for those, is here. All right? Any volunteers? Okay, tayyib. We'll get to that later, inshallah. That's why you find Imam Malik رحمه وتعالى, he used to say this, كُلٌ يُؤْخَذُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ أَوْ يُرَدْ إِلَّا صاحب هذا القبر, and he used to point to the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Everyone's statements are to be taken in consideration or rejected, not because of the person, what country he's from, what madhab he is, no. The haqq. Except for one man. Alright, here's you too now. Here's the question. When it comes to the deen, the religion, people, they talk, they say, this is halal, this is haram, this is this. But every man, we have the right to accept his statements or to reject them, except for one man. If he said, this man said anything about the religion, we take it. Who is that man? You know? Who's the man who always speaks the truth? Muhammad Rahman. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahsant. Allahu Akbar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, you see? If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something, we do it. But somebody else said something, we say, wait a minute. Is this what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? If it is, alhamdulillah. If it's not, we say, akhi, look, you have to correct yourself. This is the deen. This religion came from who? Allah. And Allah tells us, okay, anybody can talk about it, or he sent somebody. Who did he send? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Revealed to him what? What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received from Allah? A book, right? What is the name of that book, Abdurrahman? Naam? Al-Quran. They have prizes, by the way. Now we just have to find a sponsor. We got him, alhamdulillah. All right? Al-Quran. That's the book. So now nobody just come and, when it comes to the religion of Allah, we don't just come and start talking, oh, this halal, haram. No. We have to learn first. Okay? طيب. كذلك من شبههم أن إثبات الصفات يقتضي التشبيه لأن هذه الصفات يوجد مثلها في المخلوقين. Look at the Jahmiyyah also, from the many falsehood they are upon. What they say? Now they try to justify, instead of them say, look, man, we're wrong. Because the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they refuted them and they gave them advice. For years. Instead of them say, yeah, you're right, subhanAllah. These attributes are right there in the book of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ affirmed them, who are we? Who are we for real to say Allah has no names and attributes? Instead to do that, what they say? They try to justify that falsehood. They says, oh, by the way, they deny the attributes. They do not affirm the attributes for Allah. Because if they do that, they resemble Allah to the creation. Because, they says, if they affirm the hands to Allah, guess what? Human beings have hands. If they affirm the face, horse have a face. You see how the shaitan got them, wal'iyadu billah. So they say, they try to justify. The Jahmiyyah, instead to accept the haqq, when the ulama tell them, look, this is how it is, this is what Allah says, the Prophet ﷺ says, it's what the sahaba are upon. All they had to say, oh, we didn't know. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. No. They persist upon their falsehood and they try to justify the batil and the wrong. That's why we have to learn this. This is not from the akhlaq of the Muslimin. If you're wrong, say I'm wrong. Don't try to justify, especially your little ones. If you did something wrong, you spill some milk here or you make a mess anywhere, don't you try to say, I didn't do it, or he pushed me, he's that. That's no good. Just say, yes, Abi, I did it. I didn't pay attention. I'm sorry. Alhamdulillah. All right? Jazakumullah khair. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he has, alhamdulillah, rad from the many ulama. He said, subhanAllah, how could it be possible just for them to affirm, for example, the hand for Allah? They say they don't do that because, human beings have hands. And if they do that, they said, okay, Allah resembles the human being. Why? Because the human being have hands, Allah have hand. So, hey. They said, likewise. They says Allah has no face. Even though Allah affirmed the face for himself in the Quran, and in the Sunnah is affirmed. And they're like, no, because human beings have face. If they affirm the face for Allah, now they resemble Allah to the human being. Sheikh Ratami said, okay, one of you guys, he says, he's refuting them. You have face? Okay. The dog have face? The dogs have face? Okay. He said, so do your faces resemble the dog's face? No, you have a face, the dog have face. And your face is different than the dog's face. Na'am, the names are the same. But the kayfiyah is different. The names are the different. Allah have hands, and we have hands, right? Okay, we just share that, the name, hands. As for the hands of Allah. And beside the point, who told them that the hands of Allah resemble the hands of the human being? They have no knowledge about the hands of Allah, how they are. Because this is something that we don't know, the kayfiyya, the reality, the real nature of this attribute is only with Allah, nobody knows. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. On top of that, ya ikhwan, so the Shaykh said, هَذَا قَوْلٌ بَاطِلٌ لِأَنَّ الصِّفَاتَ الْخَالِقِ تَلِيقُ بِهِ وَصِفَاتَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ تَلِيقُ بِهِ فَلَتْنَبُ. So this statement is falsehood, and void, and wrong, and is no good. Because Allah has attributes that befits His Majesty and suits His Majesty, the creation have attributes that suits them. There is no resemblance whatsoever. وَكَذَلِكَ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ جَمَعُوا إِلَى دَلَالِهِمْ فِي الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ الْجَبْرِ فِي الْقَدَرِ. Along with this dalal and misguidance in names and attributes, and that should be enough, now they add to that many other falsehoods. Like what? Al-Jabr. In Qadariya, in Qadar. What they believe? They says that the servant has no will. That the people are forced to do what they are doing. You have no will. It's not like you're the one that wants to stay away from haram. It's not like you're the one that wants to do what you was pleasing to Allah, seeking the reward. They says no. So when someone drink alcohol, they says he was forced, miskin, he can't, nothing. Jahmiyyah, if somebody drink alcohol, it's okay. They say, oh, miskin, Allah forced him to drink alcohol. It's not Allah created him. Allah decreed on him. It's a big problem. So, according to this their falsehood, يعني معنى هذا يقول الشيخ أنه إذا عذب على المعصية يكون مظلوما. You see? Meaning that this person, if he's punished because of that sin, he's been oppressed. وَهَلْ يَظْلِمُ اللَّهُ الْعِبَادِ Does Allah oppress the people? وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِي بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا وَقَالَ فِي الْحَيْدِ الْقُدْسِ يَا عِبَادِ إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَلَمُوا Allah doesn't oppress. Allah is just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people, they oppress themselves by choosing falsehood over the truth and the path of righteousness over the evil, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ and misguidance. وجمعوا إلى ذلك القول بالإرجاء يعني طوام التجهم في الأسماء والصفات والجبر في القدر والقول بالإرجاء والقول بخلق القرآن الشيخ قال ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض These people from one major falsehood to another one that said to it you're nothing والعياذ بالله They deny the names and attributes of Allah. And by doing that, they're going against the Quran and the Sunnah. And what the Sahaba they were upon. Okay? And they go against the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in the Qadr. They say, look, the people have no will. Those who don't pray, you can't tell them anything because Allah forced them not to pray. Yeah. Because Allah... has nothing to do with them. They just servants of Allah. They still has nothing to do with them. You see? Meaning now you drive in your that car that you live in your house that you work so hard for and you bought it from cash and that's yours. Somebody gonna come and said it. You invite some people to your over food and they said you leave. This is our house. What? Qadar Allah. Hey. It was yours yesterday. Now, because of the Qadr of Allah, it's mine today. If somebody is on the same force, so they are upon, it's like, okay, you can have it until Asr because I'm going to come and do the same trick on you. They keep playing games. There ain't no games, man. Okay, after Dhuhr is this one, Asr. And it gets worse. Not just in houses. You know what I'm talking about? It gets worse. Come to someone's family and say, oh, Qadr of Allah. A'udhu billah. إيش هذا الجهل هذا الظلم falsehood لا هذا عقيدة أهل السنة نعم everything is decreed by Allah look when you come to the Qadr we studied at the other class remember when you come to the Qadr there is two extremes there is this one the Jabr that they says look man the people are forced those who they do good because Allah forced them to do good they didn't choose it themselves because they know the good and they want it and those who are doing evil Allah forced them to do evil. Meaning that the persons, the servants have no mashia, have no choice. They don't choose. And then the other extreme, the Mu'tazila and others, they say that Allah does not know what's going to happen until the people do it. You see, A'udhu Billah. These are two extremes. And on top of this aqidah, which is fasid, that is corrupt creed in the Qadr, This Jahmiyyah, they have another calamity, which is irja. That the actions are not part of iman. Meaning, if someone say he believe in Allah, that's all he need. Pray, don't pray, fast, don't fast, doesn't matter. Riyadu billah. His iman is like the iman of the angels. And this is calamity, yeah. This is tawam. We need to know these things. You find a lot of Muslims, subhanAllah, we talk to them. Some of them, they're like, We know them and they tell them pray. It's like akhi iman in the heart. That's the Allah say al iman fil qalb ya akhi iman fil qalb. As long as you have iman in your heart, that's okay. You pray is good for you. You want an extra? I'm happy for you. You have iman in the heart. That's all you need. Is this the right? Don't pray. Don't fast. Don't give sadaqah. Huh? Don't do good. don't be nice to your parents. No, because they says irja, and of course irja is different types. Irja al-fuqaha, okay. They says that these actions are not part of iman. Jahmiya, they have that too. And on top of that, they say that the Quran is created too. Mini tawam, ya akhwan. Mini dhulumat. The Sheikh says dhulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Darkness after darkness. Because the light is what? Is the haqq. Allahu waliyu ladina amanu fi surat al-Baqarah. Allahu waliyu ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila al-nur. والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Allah is the wali of those who believe. They have the correct belief. They are upon iman, upon aqidah, upon sound knowledge. He takes them out because of that light, from darknesses to the light. But those who disbelieve and have no iman, their awliya is a taghut, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a taghut. They take them out of light to darkness as well, ya'adhu billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuthabbithana wa iyaakum ala al-haq wa an yuthabbithana alayhi wa an yahmina wa iyaakum min hadhihi al-firaq al-dalla wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.